I'll give you my meat if you pee on me.
There's a cave, and he's got like a big sort of bonfire area in front of it. He doesn't go in the cave. He starts to put the crocodiles on like a spit, and he starts to turn and roast them.
What's your name?
Baoop!
Baoop!
You light the fire.
Okay.
And the fire, it's almost as if like a firework comes out.
Oh! You do that, magic man? Oh! Stop! No like.
I think he's invisible. I think they're doing. I'm gonna go over to the fire. I wanna cast fairy fire. But this will do is it'll outline things in a blue, green, or violet color. Any creature in the area, when the spell is cast, is outlined in light. If it fails, a dexterity saving throw.
Okay, so you see a violet outlined figure that is small, that's sort of dashing around the fire.
Oh, fairy!
And he starts to sprint away.
Can I grab this fairy?
Roll sleight of hand?
Sleight of hand? 20!
Damn.
Well, it's got 7 20s.
You have a figure in your hand. Roll initiative.
Roll initiative? Oh, man, I don't know. I guess it's this one. I guess it's a 5 plus 4. 9.
Gonna need it from everyone.
Yeah, well, you gotta do it. Or, I guess just him.
He'll
die.
18.
4.
11.
11, yeah.
Huh?
No, 4. Okay, 4.
Yeah. 4 plus 2.
Yeah, 6.
If you say 11, you're just like, yeah, 11. That's what it was.
Torque, you were first. Roll perception.
9.
Plus
9.
So you're just watching the troll. You can do something about this fairy if you want, or you can...
Well, he has it in his hand, right?
You yell out for Baoop and say, wait.
Baoop! Baoop! We got it! We got it! Quit running!
Fairy!
No,
control monsters!
No, we got the fairy! We can get revenge for what it's been doing to you all these years! Your croc's back here, man!
Look! He points, and you see a large reptilian winged creature that is sprinting towards the figure holding the fairy.
I would break its neck.
You should protect me from it while I deal with this fairy.
Okay.
Do you have a vial for the tear?
Yeah, he gave us vials, right? Like, we collected them before we left.
Yeah.
Yeah, start torching it, so starts crying.
Glass dropper, jars, and vials. We have those.
All right, man. This thing is the first time now that it's actually attacking us. Let's make a stand.
It looks kind of like this, but it has black leathery skin and only 2 legs. Also, its tail seems to have...
So it's like a dragon from Rain of
Fire. A stinger or a needle. On the end of it.
Ah, shit, we're fighting Perfect Cell. It's not Perfect Cell.
Okay, does anybody recognize this thing? Now that we have a good, clear view of it?
No, but it's coming in.
Roll nature.
Guess I can peer. Do I do it now or am I busy?
I mean, you heard the troll.
Should I use detect poison disease? It's one of my...
For what?
This thing. See if it... It can detect what kind of poison and the type of creature it is and everything.
What, the type of creature it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, but once it's actually a wound, it can do it.
Yeah. Okay.
It can't just detect poison in, like, a vial or something.
Well, it says, like, I can detect it within 30 feet. Like, if there's a creature or anything, or, within 30 feet.
Just read it.
Let me see.
You're, like, paraphrasing it instead of just reading.
Yes.
That's what you had just memorized or something.
I mean, there's a lot of spells. That's why it's good to have these and then just read exactly what it says.
This version is better, but other versions of D&D were extremely precise how words were interpreted.
So, you need a U-leaf to cast it.
Oh, damn. I noticed that when I decided to use it.
You're just like, oh, shit.
But it would work how you think.
Okay.
But if you don't have a U-leaf, you can't cast it.
Damn it.
Yeah,
U-leaf. I don't want that card.
I don't have any U-leafs.
Might be yew trees in the forest, but
okay.
You probably don't have one on your person. So, what was nature checks? Anyone get anything decent?
Nope. I had a 18.
18? It is a wyvern.
Wyvern?
Fought one of these in Hexen.
It's a cousin of a dragon. They're not as intelligent. They're not as magical either. Like a dragon has human or better intelligence. This is more of a.
And this is clearly attacking us. It's not like running up to.
Give us a hug.
It's heading towards him who's holding the fairy.
Okay.
And
can I?
Baup said that the fairy controls monsters.
So if we just
crush the fairy.
I had this fairy. I wanted to say to it, like, why are you following us? What are you doing?
Just a bit of fun.
Stop it.
Stop what? We should run.
Run why?
It's going to eat us.
Why are you controlling?
That's after you?
If you let me be invisible, it wouldn't be.
He doesn't control it at all.
You're just attracting it? Give me a tear, I'll let
you
run.
If you cry, I'll let you go.
Are you an actress?
Cry for me.
Academy Award winning performance right now.
I'm gonna let it eat you.
You have any of that pepper we're gonna use in the Crocs?
You just make it sneeze.
Make it sneeze and make it cry.
It's more likely to start crying.
Yeah, if you just put a bunch of that shit in their eyes.
In their eyes?
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah.
Like,
it took your potion, right. Calvin. Quit defending it.
What is cry?
Well, white knight. Water from your eye.
Hello, it's getting closer. I'm gonna put my shield up. Start to get ready in case this thing crashes into us.
I'm not letting you go till after this is done. Throw it in a jar.
Okay.
Close it up. Put it in my pouch and get ready to fight.
Punch
this
a little
thing.
Hole in the top.
Nah, if he passes out, it'll be better for us.
So we're gonna fight this thing?
Is it a good idea to throw it in a jar?
Will it suffocate?
Do I know anything about fairies? What do I know about fairies?
Some of them can teleport.
Roll Arcana.
It's a cork. Air can go through it, right?
Huh? Well, I mean, does it have some kind of power? Yeah. Like leprechauns, right? Leprechauns can do crazy stuff, but you grab them by, like, the ear, and then they can't get away, whatever, right? But otherwise, they teleport and do all kinds of stuff. Maybe it's better if I just hold onto it and just fight it with one hand.
Okay.
Or you guys just protect me, and I'll do some vine whip stuff or something. I don't know. I got an 18.
For Arcana?
Well, plus, I don't know if I have any pluses. 1! 19.
So, some fairies know magic spells, like, you know, spells that are usually like more cantrip sort of things, like making fire or lights or noises,
okay.
Those kind of things. You don't think that they can teleport or anything like that. So fairies are a lot like human children or elf children, but they never grow out of that. And they seem to be able to experience every emotion but sadness.
So we just have to make it laugh really hard.
Maybe while it's in there, it'll laugh a lot. Cry by accident. I'll just have some tears in there.
I mean, we still have this thing coming at us.
Yes.
Yeah. We can always do a pain.
If it can't get away, it should be fine in the jar, and we'll fight this creature, I guess.
All right.
So if I put him in the jar, and he can still talk to me, it's like, you sure you can't control this, right? If I say something like that, we just roll with that kind of idea? I'll try to talk to him while you guys fend it off for a second?
Sure.
Are you a friend? What do you want from me?
I don't know how to ask for tears if he doesn't have to cry.
Tears.
Does water ever come out of your eyes?
Are you a friend or do you want to hurt me?
I don't want to hurt you. I just need your tears.
The wyvern stops.
Fuck.
So he does.
Dude, I was going to rage because this thing just interrupted my dinner.
You do control that.
No.
Maybe she doesn't know.
I think she's a liar.
Maybe she's not aware of it.
We're just here for a mission. We're looking for tears of a fairy.
A mission?
Yes.
What's that?
A job.
Job.
What's that?
A task.
What?
An adventure.
Like a game?
Fun!
Yes.
Oh,
it's a scavenger hunt.
It's fun.
I like games.
You know scavenger hunts?
Yes.
It's like that. We have special things we must find. One of which is a tear of a fairy. Also a troll's urine. Some other stuff. I forgot.
It's written down right here.
Quick
but
rock.
If we find them all, we'll win. I love winning.
Ooh. I like winning too.
Do you like laughing?
Yes.
Do you think this is funny? Oh my gosh, why would you do that?
Because it's funny!
And then
it's funny!
Kick him in the balls!
Oh. Are these your friends? They're very funny.
They're an odd bunch, yes.
Try to.
Come on. No, you gotta catch it.
She laughs and buckling over, slapping her knees.
Okay.
No tears come.
Keep going.
Put your hand on my head. If you longer reach him.
Look at that.
I'm too short.
Oh, he's so short.
flip into troll
pratfall.
stop, it hurts.
Into troll poo.
You see the wyvern get up again as she says that.
Okay.
We only need three ingredients, I suppose. We can't get the tears of a fairy.
Dude, we're here. Let's
but
get
we have
it.
A fairy and we had a troll.
It's she's laughing, right? People
she's
crying.
Laughing so hard it hurts.
There's no tears coming from her eyes.
Is there an onion around here or some shit?
Maybe in his sack of food. You can try that.
Okay.
I got fruits. What veggie got? Why am I having an onion?
Let's make a game. Let's see how long she can withstand while we cut these onions.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun game.
She's going to make the wyvern attack us.
So you start cutting the onions.
Yeah.
And you start... You
throw them in the jar.
I just took my onions without permission. I really could get in the butt now.
So your eyes start to water.
Okay.
Hers doesn't seem to. And she says, what are their eyes doing?
They're crying.
Why?
Have you ever had
because
water?
Because you see with eye cyanates and the onion, they release in the air. And...
Have you ever had water come from your eyes?
No.
You've never heard of that at all, ever?
No.
Is it possible for fairies to cry? Is one of these things a wild goose hunt?
Maybe.
Are onions the only reason you cry?
We cry when we're sad.
Perhaps sad.
Pain. What is sad?
Pain.
Sadness.
Pain.
The opposite of happy.
Bored?
Sometimes.
You're so bored, yeah. You start crying.
When do you get sad?
Maybe
when
the happy goes away.
When did you last cry?
2014?
Not
in
game.
Shame.
When I was a child.
Why?
Because I was alone. And I wasn't having any fun.
I'm always alone.
And he was scared.
Everyone's scared of me.
Why?
I just try to play.
Do they know you're playing?
Yeah.
Do they? Baoop, what's his name?
Baoop
seemed a little scared of you.
Not of me. That. It follows me.
Is that your friend?
No.
How does it make you feel?
Afraid.
So scared you would cry?
What about you? When's the last time you cried?
When I lost my tribe. And my friend... He was a treant.
How?
And Robin.
How did it happen?
The tree died of old age. Too old. And I burned him.
Jeez.
Metal is fire.
Was the tree your friend?
He was my mentor.
How do you feel when you lose a friend?
I've never had a friend.
We're your friends.
And we can be your friends. We can be your friends. But speaking of which, do you know where there's owlbears? You can help us with our game.
I think so. Yes, I could take you to them.
You can help us with our game and maybe we can win.
So
and then you'll have friends.
Go ahead and roll a persuasion check.
Persuasion. Damn it, I have no pluses for that.
Whoever told a story of the last time they cried.
I did, yeah.
Go ahead, roll it.
Persuasion.
Which way is that? I got a 1 again.
9.
What the fuck's going on?
Change your die. Put that one in jail.
That don't work.
What about you, Torque?
Use this.
I didn't say what last time I cried, but I could have.
If you want to?
Sure. Last time I cried was when everybody that I ever loved or known died. All at once because of me.
Bro.
12.
Plus?
What is it?
Persuasion, which is a charisma bonus.
15.
You tell this tale, and you start to relive it as you're telling it, and a single tear starts to come down your eye as you're remembering this. It is listening intently, and you notice a single tear fall from her eye as well.
Fairy, don't move. Catch it in the vial that I have.
And then you...
That... is what sadness is.
It's good that they can empathize. Says the only guy who didn't tell a story.
Well, yeah.
I imagine my mustache twitching a lot.
I actually imagine that the story is this magical moment where they reveal a little bit more about each other.
And have I've told you guys my story?
I'm going to be telling me that all your friends have ever died.
So as I'm telling the story, I say that I grew up in a mine. My father had gambled for the deed to the mine with my life lost. And my entire childhood to adult years, I lived in this mine. And then one day, I was actually gambling with some other people, like some other slaves. And they caught us, and they started whipping me. They chained me to the foundation stone of the mine. They started whipping me. But they found they couldn't make any marks upon my back because I was just kind of enraged and laughing at them, you know? So they brought other slaves in front of me and started whipping them because they couldn't mark me. And in a, you know, kind of like a Samson way, I became enraged and shifted the foundation stone of the mine, and everybody died. I got up and I left. And that's pretty much where they found me to bring me to that school.
Okay.
So it was a sad story, and we got the tear. And now you guys all have heard that, and you pretty much know everything about me.
That's a hell of a story, man. Yeah. Sorry you had to go through that.
And then I told my story about my mentor, my tree, and that I grew up in the woods, taking care of him, and he taking care of me, and taking care of the woods in general.
Yep.
And then when he died, he gave me the last part of him, which was where I got my shield.
I am of an ancient and nearly extinct race. My father was possibly the greatest of us. And I killed him. And my family.
Did you cry from this? Is this just a story you wanted to toss in?
I'm surely you didn't do it on purpose.
It was not me, but what dwells infests itself within me. It's why I shroud myself.
You have something in you?
In a way.
Is this why you won't show me your face?
Indeed.
Do you get insecure when I make fun of your mask?
No.
Okay, I'm going to keep doing it. Surely our teachers wouldn't have allowed you to come here if they didn't think that was something that you could handle, right?
I can now. Okay. Many, many years of work and concentration.
Well, if you feel like you need help with it, don't hesitate to ask us. Just quit sneaking around sometimes.
Knowledge can be a very dangerous thing.
So you are poisonous to that troll if he ate you?
But nice if this guy could have detected it.
I was lying.
This is infestation.
Okay, well, we just learned some shit. All right.
Okay.
This ferret's going to be crying all over the place.
I don't even know his name.
No.
Weasel? Probably better as the weasel. All right, so we're all here. Where's the troll? Did he come back and sniff into?
Okay. He's gone. Damn, all right.
I mean, they're huge. We can track this troll.
So
easy.
Yeah, but if we add this fairy to our party, we also get that thing too, right?
Well, it doesn't control it, though. It's just there, and it bases itself on its emotion.
So it's like a grenade.
It's got some kind of mental connection.
Like, we throw the fairy into danger, and that thing attacks.
Most likely, this thing was following us, because that fairy was, like, right there with us. I'm glad I took fairy fire.
What if we kill that thing?
I use fairy fire to catch a fairy.
What happens to the fairy?
What?
What if we kill that thing? What happens to the fairy?
You want to try?
I think it's just...
I don't think we want to try. I don't...
I will fight
it. It doesn't know what a friend is, but I feel like if we kill its friend, it will understand.
That's not its friend.
Yeah, it doesn't like it. It
scares away everyone, right? She tries to be friends with you.
Yeah. But now that we shared, you know, what sadness is, we're going to show what happiness is, because...
What if it's like
because
Dragonheart?
Because sadness enhances the happy feelings. So if we fucking kill it, it's not. He's already said it's not.
She might not know. She doesn't know what the fuck sadness
she
was.
She doesn't know that it's a friend?
She doesn't know how it's linked to her.
Doesn't mean that she wants it linked to her.
Fairy.
Yeah, but she would probably want it if it'd kill her.
Fairy, do you want us to get rid of this thing for you?
Yes.
That's good enough.
See?
Alright.
Should we try to fight it?
I didn't know. I'll tell you that.
I'm just saying, we're friends. She just gave us something that we needed, right? And we can show her that this is what friends do. They help.
We kill.
Right?
Kill monsters.
You understand this. Just like you have something inside you, this has something following her.
It's kind of similar. It's kind of like it.
It's very similar.
It's kind of...
Volcom is inspired.
A darkness haunting the fairy, like a darkness haunting Volcom.
Yeah.
Right?
My past haunting me. Or you're...
So,
something all right, I don't know what the hell's going on with this guy.
So as you're deciding, and you had the previous conversation, some time has passed, and you hear a thudding coming back towards you.
Oh, sure am hungry. Who are you? Away from my food.
Bao?
Yeah.
It's me. Hello.
Oh, it's us.
Remember the weasel? Damn it, I gotta be the weasel.
Shut up. Remember the wood? I got you the wood.
Ah, yes.
We've been cooking your food for you.
He looks over and sees the wyvern. Oh! He turns around.
Wait, wait. Everything's okay for now.
Are you tired of this thing bothering you all the time?
It's like an infomercial.
Yes.
Do you want us to help you stop it?
Yes.
Then you pick up that tree and let's stop it.
Together.
Scary.
As friends.
It's scary when you're alone, but it's not scary when we're together.
Plus ultra!
Roll persuasion. With an advantage.
Good. With an advantage. Roll again.
Okay.
Take the best.
Yes.
14 plus 3. 17.
Not scary with friends.
Yes.
Ah!
And after we'll pee!
A rousing speech, and we all rush, right? Mm. Everybody?
Yes,
right?
I think.
Sure.
Yes. Those of us who are melee fighters.
So this...
We never did move from the troll when we met him, huh?
Nope.
No.
Well, this is the
troll cave.
Okay.
He ran off.
But he came back.
So he's coming back.
Yes.
So you guys are in front of the cave at the moment. There's a clearing.
My guy never wants to stand up. You don't
put him up.
I'm assuming you've let go of the fairy by now.
I mean, he's been talking with us now lately, so yeah. Okay. He hasn't left, I think, right?
He keeps calling her.
Its name is Resplendent.
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 Resplendent. We'll deal with this. Keep yourself safe.
Maybe help if you wish.
Unless you want to help.
Friends help.
That is true.
And I would not be opposed to us going after this, and then she shoots a firework past its face, and it goes, huh! And then we hit it in the face. You know? Like,
are
you
okay? I'm running all out, man. We made some friends. This guy interrupted dinner. You know? Let's go.
Low initiative.
Initiative!
All three. 14.
13.
For me.
5. 3.
You need to work on that.
I know.
I give him another chance.
It's been a whole week or two.
Give him another chance.
There's more.
Here's my plan. We beat this.
Yep.
And then we rest here at the troll's chilling place.
Yep.
Okay. We can restore all our stuff back up.
Yep.
Get some meals.
And
right?
He has to.
Pee.
Pee.
We gotta wait here for him to pee anyway.
That's fine.
So it gives us some time to
rest.
It's
gonna be two ingredients.
Let him pee. Two ingredients. We technically only need one more after that.
Yeah.
But maybe we come back around 4. That'd be good.
Okay. So, it is not attacking. So, Torque is first.
We should lay a trap.
A trap? We have a trap.
We
you know what that trap is
yell
called?
And lay
Torque
a trap.
Invokes
should, wait.
The fully torqued rage.
Is this considered an animal?
It is.
Like, should I try to speak with animals?
You stepped on my fun.
You can try.
Maybe it's just confused.
You have initiative, Torque.
Leave now and never come back.
I almost rage.
I'm just letting you know.
It only lasts a minute.
We could all, if he's not fighting, you could all hold it.
I wanted to communicate with him a long time ago. We didn't say anything.
With the wyvern?
Yeah, he's the thing that's been following us, right?
Well, he keeps running away. Every time we start to look at him, he take off.
Right. You think the fairy this entire time hasn't tried to talk to this thing?
I have no idea. But I could try to communicate with the animal if you guys all want to hold your initiative until after I go.
Okay.
Okay. I'll follow your lead.
Okay.
We'll see how this goes and see if I ever follow your lead again.
Ever. Well, do I know wyverns have some kind of intelligence?
Do they have a language?
Minim's gone, Aaron.
Because what this would give me is you gain the ability to comprehend and verbally communicate with beasts for the duration.
Okay.
The knowledge and awareness of many beasts is limited to their intelligence, but at minimum, beasts can give you information about nearby locations and monsters, including whatever they can perceive or have perceived within the past day. You might be able to persuade a beast to perform a small favor for you.
You should be able to use that.
No components, it's VNS. You
think you wasted
it,
kind of?
Right?
Okay. So is this telepathic?
Chance of getting it again.
I mean, I'll probably move up a bit to talk to him.
Okay. But is it?
Chance.
Does it happen in the mind, like Homeward Bound style?
It doesn't say. It just says I gain the ability to comprehend and verbally communicate. So
verbally,
I imagine it's talking in its voicey sound,
okay.
But I can understand what it's saying. And then I talk back, and it can understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
If it has a language, then I can communicate with it too.
I'm kind of afraid that our troll friend is just going to smash it in the head.
It doesn't have a language. Oh, I forgot to roll for the troll.
Doesn't have a language. If it doesn't have a language,
Damn it, this thing does not want to stand. We need to get whatever these things stand on.
A base?
A base.
Yeah, we need to get some of that. Let me attempt this. We'll see what happens. Maybe it's all a big misunderstanding like the troll was, right?
It doesn't have a language.
We try to feed a weasel me to the troll.
We?
Was that not a misunderstanding?
That was him.
He didn't understand.
So you get
the
closer, the first thing that you notice is it's a pretty intimidating apex predator looking sort of beast.
Oh, shit.
Its eyes are clouded white.
It's blind.
You see no pupils. It looks like clouds. Like whatever it is moving in its eyes.
Maybe it's like possessed.
So you...
This fairy's lying to us.
You cast that, and you need to roll a... It would be an intelligence save.
Intelligence save?
Yep.
10 plus 3 is 13.
Okay. That's good enough.
Okay.
It starts to almost babble to you. You can't really make out what it's saying at first, but then you get this sort of dark undertone that it's almost crying for help, but there's something that is inside of its mind. And you can feel it almost trying to worm its way into you.
Is it arcane feeling? Can I sense that at all?
It does feel magical.
I think the fairy's screwing with us. I think it's something else.
It's possible. Fairies do that.
So it's just babbling, though. So it's not making any words. So if I say, like,
it's trying to communicate, but something is stopping it. Something makes its way through every now and then, but it's mainly just like a chant, almost. Unintelligible to you.
Gotcha.
But it does make your hair stand on end. At the back. All
right. I look
like
back.
Myers.
I look back towards these guys. I say, I believe something is possessing it. Attacking its mind.
Attack!
No!
Ah!
No,
stop!
Wait. Hang on. I think this creature is being controlled.
You know how you're scared sometimes?
Yeah.
I think it's scared too. Do you understand?
Dinner's scared too.
Yeah, and look what happened to it. It's hurt. Do you want to be hurt?
Hurt this.
Kind of with him. The link between him and the fairy, how the fairy's scared. It's almost like he was going to attack us because we were threatening the fairy. That's what I thought.
What was the Ritalance? Ritalant?
Resplendent.
Resplendent?
Ritalin.
You can give her a nickname if you want.
Ritalin.
Riddy. Rid myself of fairy. No.
Do you magic fellows have any kind of like magic sever or detection or something? Like, I have some kind of link. Like, I can
nothing
hit
like
things.
That.
That's all I can do. I can try to hit it, see if I can knock out its eyes or some shit. I don't know. The white eyes.
Ritalance, would you know of anything that could control creatures?
Resplendent.
I thought it was Rid.
Resplendent.
Do you know of anything that can control creatures?
Control? What does that mean?
Seems so innocent. I don't know if I trust it. What all is Matt? This whole fucking place is magical, isn't it?
Yeah.
Something controlling it. I don't
know
if we should still attack it or...
Do you know of something that can make other creatures do it at once without telling them to?
Fear.
What is fear?
Fear can make you run.
Is there a creature or a being that makes other creatures fear?
I feared you.
You don't need to fear us.
I don't know.
Unless you're bad.
Then you should.
I don't want to kill this creature if it's being controlled. I want to find a solution to fix it.
Yeah. Just earlier, when Resplendent. Oh, my God. When Resplendent was upset or sad or threatened, he came in, and he was calm when she was calm.
Do you have family, Resplendent?
I don't think so.
Like, could it be another fairy or something you're thinking?
Like, maybe a parent fairy.
Do you know of other magical creatures? Such as yourself. Nearby.
There are some pixies.
What is a pixie?
It's like a sprite.
Are they nice?
I don't know. I can't get close to them. The Wyvern drives them away. Like everything else.
Are there other fairies like you?
I've never seen one, but there must be.
This is the only fairy.
How long have you been here?
Always.
Do you remember how many seasons? Well, no seasons. Never mind. How many days?
Why would I count?
Morbid curiosity.
You want to kill the thing?
Well, no.
No?
No, I don't want to kill it.
Trying to think where to go from here.
Yeah, I know. It's just, like, we just had like some momentum for the last episode. And, like, oh, I can't wait to see what happens next. And then it's like 15 minutes of like, what the fuck do we do? I can't do anything. I don't know any magic stuff.
I don't know either.
I mean, I will smack this thing in the head if we think that'll help.
Yeah,
we gotta do something.
I don't know if it will or not, though. I don't want to kill a controlled creature.
I mean, you can always...
See, lots of creatures in the woods.
Fight to knock things out.
Subdual
damage.
How does that ever happen in real life?
Huh?
Knock them out.
We're playing a fantasy game.
It's like fighting with the back end of the blade. Right? I'm not fighting lethally. I'll take someone out. I guess we can try to knock it out. I don't know if that'll help us, hinder us. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if we're like... clear its mind. You know, we knock the bat out of it.
Okay.
Is that a good idea?
I mean,
try that.
It's whatever this thing
smack
is.
Smack the white off, yeah.
At the very least, it is ruining this fairy's life. The only other downside to that is the fairy's tricking us somehow, in which case, it's going to have to die anyway.
In which case, this is a sick game that the fairy is playing.
Yeah.
And I will kill it.
And we'll keep that dialogue internal for right now so we don't insult our new friend.
I'm not talking to my lower voice.
Okay.
It's there. All right. Me.
Well, it is Baoop's initiative, but he is waiting impatiently.
Tree to head. That might be the thing that fixes this magical linked fairy monster.
Maybe.
I mean, I'll go with what Rick suggested.
Baoop, we will kill.
Smash!
It. Knock it out, but do not kill.
Huh?
Trust me.
I don't think he knows the difference.
He charges.
I hope he knows.
As he gets close, it sort of snaps its head and gets in an aggressive posture. But his tree is coming down.
Maybe not the best wording.
Maybe he can just knock it out with one hit.
Maybe.
It's a tree.
It's a tree.
All right.
You gotta weaken it.
Slap him silly.
Hits.
So he's silly, right?
15 points of damage. Smack! It sort of tries to dodge out of the way, but he sort of hits and it gets its back. It goes down low and sort of crawls backwards out from under the tree.
Oh.
Stands back up. It is now Thane's turn.
What the hell can I do this thing?
Trying to knock it out, giving it damage but not killing.
Okay, I don't think I could kill it very easily anyways.
Most people will fall unconscious if they hit 0 hit points.
Yeah, I guess I just try to do some basic attack.
Okay. You can
swing hard with
Divine Smite.
The flat side. Yeah, but Divine Smite sounds like a...
It's a hefty hit, but whatever Baoop did to this thing didn't do much.
So
we need hefty hits.
I will use Divine Smite.
All right, you got to move up to it first. Nope. You got to move space by space. Your speed is 6.
Okay.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3... 4, 5, 6.
Okay. You're not close enough to swap it. You could maybe fire a bolt at it.
At its knee or something. I will fire a bolt. And what do I add to that?
Your attack
in the middle of your sheet?
Yeah. 19.
That's gonna hit.
Okay. And then 5.
Okay. Bounces off its thick scales, leaves a tiny scratch. And Volkrim is next.
No,
Volkim.
Volkim.
The Eldritch Blast be able? It's just force damage.
Yep. Roll to hit.
Is a 16?
It hits.
1d10 force damage.
Roll it. Is that a 1 or a 7?
It's a 1.
Very good.
Plus... my spell bonus, right? So 4, 5 total.
Okay. Volkim shoots out a forceful bolt, which sort of smacks it in the forehead and it recoils, comes right back. It is the Wyvern's turn. It goes to attack.
Oh, don't hurt Baoop.
Baoop!
Don't hurt Baoop.
It hits.
Don't hurt Baoop.
So it goes and bites. Doing... 12 points as it bites his leg, and as it's biting, its tail comes and sticks him in the chest.
Doing
only 8 points of damage, but Bawoop must make a constitution save.
Okay, which he would do, and fail.
What else is he rolling?
This is the poison damage.
The target must make a saving throw, taking X poison damage on a failed save, half as much on a successful. Failed.
So, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 points of poison damage.
What?
Now it is back to Torque.
All right, I can move up to 5.
Okay.
So he got closer when he came to him, I guess. Or... All right.
Also throw axes.
I know. I'm not within melee range though.
Mm-mm. From there.
Okay. Sounds like a tough son of a bitch, guys. I think we fucked up.
I don't think we did. Okay, so we're gonna go for attack.
Yep.
12.
Okay.
Plus 5.
That hits.
Throwing hand axe. 16 plus 5.
That hits.
And then that means I have a...
What was the first thing for?
If I can hit it. Or what was that?
That was...
You
rolled your first... Okay, so I need damage.
Which is a d6, I believe.
Yeah,
The square one.
6. D6 plus 5S.
Slashing.
So 6 then total.
Shoot. All right, it... sort of sees it coming, dodges a little. Its wing was a little outspread, and it cut through the bottom of it. So it's sort of it's flapping. All right, Elor.
Does it matter what type of damage we use as far as trying to knock it out? Will it have to be?
No, I don't think it matters.
Okay, let's see what I want to do then. All right, well then, Elor will charge forward.
Okay.
After the beast, and as he's charging in, he drops down and starts to morph, and slowly you see big black fur coming off of him, and all of his like cloak and everything kind of absorbing in, and then you finally end with a giant black bear.
Big black bear.
He's a black bear.
Like a giant.
He's a black bear. He's just a very big black bear.
When you say cloak, you mean you're like...
Like all my stuff like absorbs into me.
It is a ripoff.
No, I don't drop it. It doesn't fall off. It's not, the bear's not wearing it.
I have an owlbear.
The other cloak thing does it as well?
No, that cloak is not.
Okay, that's what I meant.
He's with me and stuff like that, but he's not absorbed.
Gotcha.
I can't absorb people.
Closest I got.
Closest
like
you got.
Like turn animals.
Yellow bears. So I go up there. My cloak is just chilling with me.
It's a huge bitch.
All right. So I'm going to do multi-attack, which I will do a bite and a claw attack.
Okay.
Is 11 plus... 14.
Hits.
And claws is 10 plus, there's 13.
Hits.
Okay. I do 5, 6, 7 piercing damage. 7 damage with that. And then I do 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 slashing damage.
So you tear into this thing's flank. Pull off a piece of its flesh. It squeals in pain, but seems to have its focus still locked on your troll friend. Whose turn it is? He's sort of, after it stung him, he gasps, and he sort of seems to be struggling for breath as he hits it again. Tries to hit it again, but it leaps out of the way and starts to try and circle behind him. Thane.
Can it understand us at all?
Does it move around?
No, it doesn't.
It does not actually move? Okay.
Like, can it understand us at all?
The beast?
Yeah.
You haven't tried to say anything to it yet.
Can I use command? You speak one word, command or creature you can see within range. The target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or follow the command on its next turn. The spell has no effect if the target is undead, if it doesn't understand your language.
They can't understand the language.
Okay.
We didn't add the dog into it again, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Roll initiative for Mercury.
Okay. Wait. Yeah, it's this one.
then...
Yeah, 12. 15.
And what can he do?
He can just attack?
Yeah, he can use bite.
Okay.
Okay. But he's got to get him
seven
range.
Spaces is his movement. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay.
Don't think he's going to get there. Because he's going to have to go around.
Can you blink him
over by Shane's side?
His front is...
It's there or there.
Okay. So I'm going to try to get closer to use Divine Smite. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do that now. So how close
yep.
I got to get.
Move up one space.
It is...
It's a six?
Yeah.
Plus?
Is it different for... Okay.
Yeah, five.
It's still a melee attack.
Yeah, 11.
That is a miss. So you lose a spell slot. Because it failed.
All
right. Just tell him to so that he gets used to it.
So you go to strike, but it's too quick for you.
Okay.
Blow Kim.
Okay. I'm going to use Witch Bolt.
Okay.
Which hopefully it's not like terminally injuring it.
Just got to get down to zero.
Yep. Natural 20.
Oh, thank God.
All right.
Give me assist there.
Just do max damage.
Oh, yeah. Okay. 12. 16.
A bolt streams from Calvin's hand into the creature. It impacts and comes out the other side.
Oh.
But it's still fighting.
Comes out the other side?
Yep. It's a small, small bolt. It's like this sort of wound.
Pierce a lot of organs that go all the way through.
Well, he's not doing great, but he's not dead.
It's a sustained bolt. It's arcing between me and...
And it?
And it.
Okay.
Oh, so it's not flying through it. It's like a lightning bolt, like an electric current or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. That happens. It is the Wyvern's turn. It is still trying to eat Bawoop.
Taser, taser, taser.
It goes with a bite. Hits. Doing... 9 points of damage. So it bites at his leg again, and this time pulls, bringing Baruch down to one knee as its tail into him, which it does.
He saves this time.
Let's see, but first takes the damage from the stinger itself.
Let me try to heal him. You have Lay on Hands, Shane?
Yeah, I have Lay on Hands.
Now he saves against the poison, which he fails, rolling a 3.
Baruch's gonna die. Not gonna get our piss.
Pretty good.
Baruch!
I know. I'm just saying. I thought we're not gonna get our piss.
Alright, so.
I don't want dead troll piss.
It goes in, and you see. Baruch has like a green skin. You see like a red going through, and as it gets to his heart, he slumps down and falls.
Fuck.
Torque is next.
All right.
What are you doing?
I'm next, right? I'm seeing if I can attack. I'm moving up. I hit a 14 on that. And then what's the modifier for my attack?
Center of your sheet.
Yeah.
Oh, plus 5. So 14, 19.
That hits.
Okay. I rage. Fully torque.
Okay.
All right. There.
Rage.
Raging.
Okay, hit 2 per day. Advantage on strength check and strength saving throw. Melee weapon plus 2 to damage. So now I'm rolling a d6.
You're probably using your melee weapon, which is more than a d6.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It should be a d8, right?
It is a d8, which is this one?
Yep.
So d8 plus 5. So 3... 8, and then plus 2, 10. So 10 total.
And you have an axe?
I do have another axe, yes.
No, I mean, well,
it's a warhammer.
A warhammer, okay.
Yeah. Also, I don't know what a strength check is either, by the way.
So if it tried to grab you,
mm-hmm.
like a strength check would
like a grapple situation.
To get out.
Gotcha.
You go, you swing your hammer right in its side. You hear crack, pop. It's like a bowl of Rice Krispies.
Mm-hmm.
It sort of slumps over, but it's mad with rage and is still fighting.
Good Gus.
Mercury's next.
All right, he's going to go up and attempt to
there anything badass besides bite?
You should bite its tail. Hold on, I keep it distracted.
Yeah. Okay. Whenever it tries to smash at us with a tail, it should blink away and, like, pull a tail with it and splinch it.
He tries to go for the tail to restrain it.
Okay.
Okay, and cause damage as well. Okay.
Roll to hit. So if he blinks behind, he can get advantage by flanking. But because he's going for a small, fast target, he gets disadvantage, so he's at even. So just roll once.
Six or nine?
Six.
Damn it.
That is too quick. He leaps, he bites, can't quite catch it.
Okay.
Allure.
I'll do my multi-attack again. So, for a bite is 15.
Hits.
And then for my claws is 17.
Hits.
And I do 6.
Okay.
Three, four, five, six. So 6 and 6. 12 damage.
All right, you scratch and bite. The blood is just pouring off from it, but it still fights.
I feel like this possession is going to kill him.
Enhancing it.
It would be Bawoop's turn, but he is incapacitated.
Not keep.
Thane. No, Thane went, right?
No.
No, yes, Thane went. Mercury went.
Divine Smite.
Okay.
Can I use that again?
Yep.
Oh, I'll
use you got one more.
Okay.
14.
That hits.
Okay.
Plus.
It hits.
So roll damage with an extra.
With your damage.
I think it's 2d8.
Oh, for that? Yeah, I don't know what that is.
But it should be on your card if you have a card, right?
Extra 2d8.
It's on the card. There's divine something else.
Okay. Well, he just said 2d8.
2d8.
An extra 2d8.
Oh, an extra 2d8?
Mm-hmm.
So what's your...
Based on his regular damage of his weapon?
Yeah, so it's his melee weapon,
so,
and then divine forces enhances the blow.
So roll your
2d6 plus 2d8.
It's like you're the power of Grayskull. Bam!
9 total.
Yeah, 9.
Plus the 2d8?
Wait.
Grab... You have 2d6 plus 2d8?
Yep.
So grab 2d8s.
Oh,
that's
a d10. Oh, okay.
It's the diamond-shaped one.
Yeah.
Yep.
3.
Roll it
12.
Again.
13 plus 3, 16.
All right, so your giant two-handed sword goes, completely cuts off one of its wings, but it still fights.
I don't think we're going to knock this thing out.
I don't think we are either. I think we're just
Vulcan,
slowly.
It keeps on letting us just destroy pieces of it. Little by little.
That's a d12. Yeah, his witch bolt, I think, does ongoing damage.
Yeah. 9.
Your bolt continues to sear away at its flesh. It still stands.
I think it's going to keep fighting until it's dead.
Well, we need to get it down to 0, right? Is what he said to do? We're just doing that.
Maybe. I mean, if we do enough damage to the body and its brain
zero hit
goes
points.
Unconscious, it still might be controlled magically.
It is the Wyvern's turn. It goes towards the next biggest... Which is the bear. 16 versus AC?
Miss.
And 19 versus AC.
That hits.
Okay. So it goes to bite, it misses, but the stinger, which is the one you didn't want to get you, got you. So roll Constitution save.
11.
You fail. Take 4 damage. Twenty-eight
what?
Damage.
You said I take 4.
You take 4.
Oh. Alright, well.
28 points of poison damage.
Well, that's gonna kill my bear. So, I take the damage, my bear hits 0,
yeah.
And I automatically start transforming back into Elor.
Okay.
I've lost my bear.
Do you get, are you hurt though? Or is it just a bear?
I mean,
you turn back to how you were.
Once I hit 0, I automatically turn back into Elor.
But Elor...
Elor still has his health.
Okay.
To where it's at. But as far as how poison works, I'm not sure how the poison works with that.
It's not ongoing.
Okay.
Torque,
yep.
You're next.
All right, two hit. One.
Okay.
Do nothing.
Nothing. Mercury.
Same thing, grab the tail.
He's going for the tail to damage it and to restrain it.
Mm-hmm.
17.
17.
That hits.
Okay. So.
What are you doing?
You need to roll damage, which is D6.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Two.
Two.
And then does he have an attack bonus?
That's a plus one.
It's just bite plus three to hit.
And then 1d6 is your attack die plus one.
One piercing damage.
Okay. Three.
Three.
All right. So he grabs onto his tail. Roll grapple. So roll the d20 and add one.
Be four total.
Four.
Okay. He bites it, but it's the blood from the bite makes it too slick. He can't hold on.
Okay.
Allure.
Well, I guess I will. No one else has been hit except for the troll, right?
Correct.
Yep. Yeah.
If I throw a heal at the troll, will that do anything?
Let's see. So instant death. Massive damage can kill you instantly. When damage reduces you to zero and there's damage remaining, you die if the remaining damage equals or exceeds your hit point maximum. So that did not happen. This unconsciousness ends if he regains any hit points. At the start of his turn, he has to make death saving throws. So he's had two of those. One of which he passed, and one of which he passed. So he's still at... He's still dying.
He's just unconscious.
Yeah. Right?
But if he gets a heal, he'll...
He pops away. Back up.
Well, as a bonus action then, I'm going to use my Bomb of the Summer Court to the Troll of Baup.
Okay.
Which will give him 5 hit points.
Okay.
And then as my action, I'm going to look at this wyvern and I'm going to reach out my hand and just this puff of just purple gas comes from my hand into the wyvern's face.
Okay.
And he will have to make a constitution saving throw.
He fails.
So he will take 1d12 points of damage.
Okay.
Seven damage.
Okay.
Casting
this is poison spray?
It's poison spray, yeah.
Alright, so...
It just does 1d12 poison damage. There's no ongoing effect or anything. It's just...
Alright, so the wyvern begins to choke. It chokes harder and harder until it falls, and then it stops choking and breathing altogether.
Oh, God damn it.
But...
Die.
Good!
I mean, you can still heal it. Just like you did the whoop.
Yeah... But I don't know what's wrong with it. If I bring it back, it just fucking does some crazy stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, this.
But if it's dead, the connection might be ended.
Maybe. So if I heal it, like, 3 hit points, it's only 3 hit points. We just do 3 hit points. It goes back down.
Yeah.
Which is what we wanted.
Maybe 1 hit point.
Well, I mean, I can't.
You can give it a good berry.
Exactly. Oh, I could. I could give it a good berry.
Give it a good berry. Bring it back up.
All right.
He's conscious.
We'll get Baup and get him back a bit.
Yeah.
So he's okay. And then I'll.
Maybe have Shane lay some hands on him.
On what? On Baup?
Yeah, the troll.
Yeah.
It's up to him.
Okay.
But I can give it... I'll reach in my pack to get out a good berry.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to go to Baup, lay on hands.
Do you have a...
Yeah, it's a deer.
No, it should be on your character
sheet.
Yeah,
it's one of my things.
Level 1 gives you 5 hit points. Of healing.
5 hit points? Okay.
So you heal Baup 5?
So you heal him for 5 hit points?
Yes.
So he's up to 10 right now.
Oh! All right.
And then I'll...
Just hurt.
Does he stand up, or is he still?
He'll probably sit down.
No,
okay.
He's still sitting.
I sit down when I have all my hit points.
We should have the dog bite onto the tail and get a good grip before it starts thrashing.
Well, you can have someone go back there and hold it too while I feed it a berry.
I don't want to.
Rage,
hold it.
Torque, go grab his tail.
Grab his tail. Hold on.
You got that extra strength check too,
so. Oh yeah.
All right.
All right. I'm gonna put a berry into the mouth.
Hold on.
I also give Boop a little pat on the back as I walk by. You did good,
right,
friend.
It opens its eyes.
And I will attempt to speak with it more, because this
eyes
is 10 minutes.
Are not
so.
Cloudy.
Creature, are you okay? Well, he's not okay. What the hell did I say with this?
He's okay or else.
no, we... Creature, is your mind clear?
Pain.
We're sorry we had to hurt you. Something was controlling you.
Yes.
Do you know what was controlling you?
No.
Were you aware of anything you were doing as you were being controlled?
What were you aware of?
Voices I couldn't understand.
How long has it been?
Does he understand time? I saw the moon rise and fall more times than I could count.
If you can't count to 10.
If we let go of your tail, will you... you won't attack us?
Just free.
Not to work and tell him to drop the tail. Drop the tail.
Dust everywhere and shit.
So, Shane, with Lay on Hands, you can heal a limb so you can fix its wing if you wish.
What do you guys think?
You're gonna trust it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We did just kill it. Might owe it away.
If you can fix his wing, that would be a great thing.
Okay, I lay on hands.
Okay. You do. It begins to slither on.
It has one hit point. It's all busted up. You may die anyway. Creature! Why were you after the fairy?
I was hungry. It's the last thing I remember.
Makes sense to me.
All right. Please take care.
It says nothing.
Thank you guys for watching. If you guys want to see more D&D, make sure you guys go over to patreon.com/blindwave and our website, where there's also early access available and stuff like that for our game nights, our D&D, and all that good stuff. Right?
Right. Check it out.